Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're going to conclude our discussion today on becoming a great storyteller. Now, when you're deciding on the story you're going to use, one thing you want to try to do is pick content that you think is relatable to your audience. So if you're telling a story about scaling Mount Everest, or you're going to talk about an experience you had on a kiteboard, that's something that not a lot of people have done. And candidly, it's not very relatable for a lot of people. It may be entertaining, and that's fine, and that can work. But ultimately, if you can get a story that people can place themselves into, it becomes much more powerful because now it's relatable. So an example of it might be turbulence that you experience on a flight. Most people have been on an airplane. Most of them have had tough flights where it's been turbulent before. And so they can always put themselves in the middle of that story. And in a perfect world, if you are having a discussion, somebody might, you know, you may end your story and they may tell their story, right? That means automatically that it's very relatable to them. So look for similar experience that a lot of people can really put themselves into. And I think that's going to make a big difference in terms of your relatability. The other thing that's a very powerful tool for storytelling is the whole idea of what I'll call a power phrase. A power phrase is a central theme that you repeat multiple times throughout the course of the presentation. And I think that's a great way, again, to keep drawing people's attention. What is it that you want them to take away? What is that power phrase? And you could be talking about a story about an experience, a near-death experience, and maybe that phrase is to focus on where you want to go so that you are able to focus and get out of that horrible experience that you had. And that focus, where that focusing on where you want to go is where you found the power to get there, right? So that's just an idea of a central theme and a phrase that you can use throughout the presentation to keep drawing it back and keep drawing it back. Now, these are both tools that will help you. It'll help make your message more impactful. It'll help make you relatable, and it'll ultimately help your message resonate and your story resonate with more people. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I'm just asking you for the opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And you get there by committing just for joining for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about the stories that you're using. Think about how you can become a better storyteller, how can you can use some of the tools that we discussed to make your stories more effective, harder hitting. Really just more, you want to be engaging and you want to really drive your point and keep your audience hooked. What can you do to do that? Again, review some of the things we discussed, practice it, rehearse it up front, find ways to resonate with the listener, and you'll be a much better storyteller.